New Galloway is Scotland's smallest royal borough and is noted for its local grey Galloway granite buildings. The distinctive information shelter you can see in the car park was made from oak by local craftsman Alex Rigg and literally weighs a ton. This is the sister shelter of the one at Parton, and together with the Roos shelter at Glenlagan on the A713, we think make up an impressive trinity, and we hope you agree. There are various facilities in the town, including the Catstrand Art Centre and the Old Smithy Tea Room, which offer food, drink and information on kites and the trail.
About a mile south of New Galloway stands the ruin of Kenmure Castle, which was established by the Gordons of Lochinvar over 500 years ago. Today it's surrounded by mature trees, but 18th century prints show that it once stood out proudly in the landscape and had a commanding view down Loch Ken. The castle has had some illustrious visitors, including Mary Queen of Scots, while Scotland's national bard Robert Burns spent 3 days at the castle as a guest of its owner, William Gordon, in July 1793. Of course, being on a red kite trail, it is vital to know how to recognise these glorious birds of prey or raptors, so let me remind you that red kites are mostly reddish-brown in colour and have distinctive long forked tails, which they twist and turn like a rudder in the air. About the size of a seagull, kites soar effortlessly and are very graceful in flight. They can be confused with buzzards, but buzzards don't have forked tails and are dark brown and white rather than red.
Now you have a choice to make, whether or not you're going to take the summer-only loop to Clattering Shores Visitor Centre. If you are, then once this track has finished and you're on the move again, turn right as you rejoin the road through the village. But if you're missing out Clattering Shores this time and heading on along the trail towards Benin Viewpoint, turn left at the top when you reach the main road after the car park. Whichever way you're turning, start track 8 as you move off to hear about red kites in literature.